Do you have any emotional attachment to Senga yet?
No. Why? Who do you want to put him up against?
I was going to put Severino up against him. Severino, I think he's going to have a big year, but we know Severino's injury history, and we really don't know what to expect from Senga. It could be lights out. It could be, you know, the second coming of whomever, or he could be, you know, back in the minor leagues come May or June. We have no idea where to go with him, definitely. And Severino, it's, oh, you know what it is. When he's healthy, he pitches great, but when's he ever healthy?
The guy I would put Senga up against is not Severino, because I happen to agree with you. I think he's going to have a great year. But the guy who I don't think is going to have a great year, the guy who I think is going to have a bad year, is the guy who trademarked Nasty Nestor last week, and that's Nestor Cortez. So I'll go Senga versus Cortez in whatever you want to make it. You want to make it strikeouts, man. You want to make it ERA, you want to make it innings pitch, whatever you want to make it. I believe this is a bad year incoming for Nestor Cortez, and I'll take my chances on the wild card known as Kodai Senga.
I have no faith in Nestor Cortez. I think the Yankees have no faith in Nestor Cortez. That's why they went out and got Rodon and basically relegated Cortez to the fourth starter. Oh, wow.
I think Severino's going to have a great year. I think Luis Severino may have the best year of any Yankee starter.
That How about then combined wins, Cole Severino versus Scherzer Verlander?
Absolutely not. I don't want that. I'll take Rodon in that bet.
Rodon. I haven't even seen the guy. He may not pitch this year. Let's be honest.
How about combined starts made? Verlander and Scherzer versus Carlos Rodon and Luis Severino.
No, because I already know my guy's hurt.
Yeah.
Boy. This is imbalanced rotation because you've got two monsters. And I would have had two monsters up until 3 weeks ago.
How about Carlos Rodon versus Jose Quintana?
Oh, my God. This almost feels like when I said who's going to have more games played, CC versus David Wright.
Yeah,
I think I won that one.
Devin Holmes on Twitter had the idea, the Mets record versus the AL East and the Yankees record versus the NL East.
No, you know why? Because obviously I want the Yankees to win, but also them pulverizing the NL East helps the Mets. So I'm not sure I want them that much either. I mean, part of what anytime the Yankees lose to the Marlins or the Braves or anybody else in your division, the Phillies, is that I know that that hurts your team. So that's kind of my hedge. Now I lose my hedge if I take this bet. So no.
Boy, that's an interesting way to look.
I have experienced 33 years of hating the Mets. So these things are already going through my head though, constantly, nonstop.
Can you imagine radical realignment and the Yankees and Mets in the same division?
Well, the one I saw was the Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, and Phillies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's World War III. You can't do that. That's
brutal. Yeah. If they ever had a four-team division of those four teams, it would just be hell. Those divisional games would be hell.
Yeah. Hell. Yeah. I do not want that. Is there anybody I could put LeMahieu against on your side?
Yeah, so
you're going to say McNeil, and I'm not going to do that.
That was the old bet we made numerous times, which was DJ LeMahieu versus Jeff McNeil. We made 1 year of bets, DJ versus McNeil in multi-hit games.
And that's right. LeMahieu won that one.
He won it, but it was epic. I forget what year it was. It was probably 2019, if I'm not mistaken, where McNeil was getting two-hit games. Here's DJ with two-hit games. Mm-hmm. It was a good bet in terms of both guys being really, really effective.
You texted me upset when McNeil had a four-hit game. Like, save one for tomorrow. Save two for tomorrow. We're wasting him now.
Yeah, I would put McNeil up against somebody. I'd put him up in average against somebody. Now, you don't have the confidence with DJ, so who else would you have?
That's the problem. I mean, we could do something silly. Like, what are their doubles numbers? I mean,
Jeff McNeil's double numbers?
Both of them, yeah. I mean, LeMahieu. In his best years, LeMahieu doubles are in the 30s. Well, that was 2019.
That's the thing. I mean, DJ hasn't been good the last couple of years. So his double numbers, like last year was 18. The year before was 24. And then the 2 years prior to that, he was at 33 and 32. his last year with Colorado and his first year with the Yankees. So if you want to split the baby and say he's better than what he was the last 2 years, but he may not get to what he was in 2019, now you're looking at high 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at maybe 27, 28 doubles. Because I do think I'm not saying he'll be as good as he was in 2019 or 2020, but you have to think he's going to bounce back, don't you?
I do, but McNeil came off such a great year also, and I don't think that was a fluke. I think he could do that again this year. And LeMahieu's older. You know, who knows? Yep. I mean, I'm hoping for the best, but when these injuries start piling up, and they're not fluke injuries, these feel like breakdown injuries.
Jeff McNeil, by the way, had 39 doubles last year.
Yeah.
In 2019, he had 38 doubles.
Yeah, it blows up.
But in 2021, in which he was awful, he had only 19 doubles.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what was his on base percentage last year?
Jeff McNeil?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he won the freaking batting title. So,
right.
Let me find it. I think it was close to 400, though.
Was it?
See, I'd put Jeff McNeil up. I'll do Jeff McNeil batting average versus Aaron Judge batting average. His on base was 382. So 326 average, led the league, 382 on base, 836 OPS. Want to do OPS, McNeil versus DJ?
And what was his OPS again last year?
836.
Yeah, LeMahieu was 734. His on base was 357, which is not – I mean, it's 20 points away from McNeil's, but that was also McNeil having a huge year and LeMahieu having a terrible year.
I think you have the edge on that bet. Yeah, I think you do because McNeil's not a slugger. I don't think he's all of a sudden going to start hitting a lot of home runs. He only hit 9 last year in the year he won the batting title. So I think my best advantage with McNeil is you want to do strikeouts? Who has fewer strikeouts, McNeil versus DJ?
How many did your guy have last year?
61. The problem with that is getting hurt benefits.
That's exactly it. That's why we can't do it because your guy misses a month and all of a sudden you win the bet. Yeah. I mean, we could do on-base percentage. I guess we could do OPS.
How about McNeil versus Judge and batting average? Aaron Judge wants to hit 300. He hit 300 last year.
Yeah, but then I got two Judge bets. I want to spread out the love a little bit.
He's just your best guy.
Yeah, it's going to be four Judge bets versus all your different guys.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you want to do OPS or you don't want to do on-base percentage, right?
I would do OPS. I'd take the challenge of McNeil versus DJ OPS. I think DJ is going to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if McNeil can go out and hit 315 again.
Right.
And, look, he had a great walk against Ohtani the other day on that 3-2 pitch.
That was
a little bit low.
That pitch could have gone either way.
Well, they could have called it. It would have been wrong, but they could have called it.
It was a tough one. But, I mean, it didn't matter anyway because Mookie Betts hit him until a week, double play more, and that's right back.
All right, so I got Judge versus Alonso home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I got Mets versus Yankees in runs scored. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Cole wins versus either Verlander or Scherzer wins. Are you accepting that one?
Not yet. We have the Robertson versus Holmes saves and holds, right?
Yes, I'm writing that. Robertson versus Holmes saves plus holds.
Yeah.
And DJ versus McNeil.
Yeah.
OPS.
So we have five so far?
That's five. If you accept the Cole wins versus Max or JV greater wins.
Well, I haven't yet. So, and so we don't have one for Volpe yet, right?
No, we don't have one for ball.
Well, how many steals is LeCastro going to get for your team? Do you think he's going to get a lot?
I don't know if he's going to be on the team. That's the problem.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a problem.
That's why I can't make any bet around Tim LeCastro.
We could do who gets signed to a major league contract first, Gary Sanchez versus Cespedes. Oh, we could do.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to give you a Volpe bet because I do want to be fair.
Yeah, I want a Volpe bet. And we didn't do the catcher's one, right? We threw that one away.
Can you do Volpe and maybe Bader or another stolen base threat for the Yankees versus the entire Mets?
The entire Mets. My goodness.
I mean, the Mets don't exactly have a lot of guys that are going to steal bases.
No, but you got the two, the top two, Marte and Lindor.
You know what? I would accept Volpe versus Marte and Lindor in stolen bases. I would do that.
What are you just get myself into?
Volpe's got to be on the team. That's a little bit of an issue for you if he's not.
And you've got the injury history with Marte. The guy could go down at any time.
Right, and their stolen bases have been going down over the years. So despite the new rules, they may each steal 10 bases for all I know.
Who's another Yankee base stealing threat that doesn't have a lot but could contribute at least? I hate going one versus two.
What's funny is Peraza could steal bases. If he's playing, Peraza's going to steal bases.
Yeah, let's see. I'm doing a quick research. Who knows about Bader, too?
Judge can sneak out of base every once in a while.
So you want to do that? Judge and Volpe?
Judge and Volpe versus Marte and Lindor? That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll do that. That's fine. I'll do that.
Okay. That could be a blowout either way.
And last one, not related to Mets-Yankees, I will give you a baseball team that I think is going to have a very good year this year. Mm-hmm. And if you have a team that's a surprise team and they're on the same level, we can have them in wins. But I really believe the Orioles are going to have a big year in the American League East.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people like the Orioles this year. What is their expected win total?
The Orioles?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're over-under? I haven't seen
them. Yeah, because that's how we can best judge if we're in the same area. Do you consider the Brewers a team equal to the Orioles?
No.
Yeah.
Brewers were in a pennant race last year.
I mean,
I think the Brewers are a playoff team.
They're about to trade their ace, so who knows?
The Orioles over-under, by the way, is 76.5, which is actually lower than the Boston Red Sox. So they are projected to be a last-place team in the American League East.
So it has to win the bet, it has to be basically you would have more wins than the over-under, basically, compared to my team.
I will give you other teams that have similar over-unders if any of them intrigue you.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Red Sox.
No.
The Rangers and the Angels are a little bit higher, but they're in that same area. The Miami Marlins, the Chicago Cubs, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Giants are kind of in that area.
What's the Diamondbacks number?
The Diamondbacks number is 74.5, so they're basically right there with the Orioles.
I'll go to Diamondbacks.
There you go. Orioles versus Diamondbacks. I like it. It's also interesting to think about the fact that you don't have that same schedule that we're used to. The Orioles aren't playing the Yankees 19 times. They're not playing the Blue Jays 19
Thank God. I don't know about you, but I love it. I mean, I can't take another 19 Yankees-Orioles games, even though now the Orioles are finally better and actually have, you know, good players you want to watch. But at some point, it gets over the top with these divisional games.
I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. It's one of those things where I want to see the season play out. I want to feel what it's like to play the Texas Rangers and the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. And
travel's going to be much worse for these guys. These guys are going to be traveling a lot more this year.
Oh, no doubt.
And they're going to hate that part. I don't think they thought about that before they signed up for this. Because it's going to change their lives.
That's what's going to lead to radical realignment in 5 years. They're going to say, we want to go the other way with this.
Yeah, and 7-inning games from now on. Because one thing we know is these players do not want to stay longer than their allotted time.
I mean, yes, we've seen that.
When the clock hits 5 o'clock, they're out the door. And there's no more playing baseball. So.
No doubt. Here are the agreed upon bets that you Met Yankee fans can play at home with. Judge versus Alonso in home runs, Mets versus Yankees in runs scored, Robertson versus Clay Holmes in saves plus holds, DJ versus McNeil in OPS, a stolen base competition of Aaron Judge and Anthony Volpe versus Starling Marte and Francisco Lindor, and in a non-Met Yankee bet, I have the Orioles winning more games, you have the Diamondbacks winning more games.
What are we playing for? Jersey?
Playing for a jersey of your choice and a jersey of my choice.
There we go.
And I got nobody to pick anymore now that Jake's gone. So
we could just go with a Jet jersey. We're both Jets fans.
That's a good – an Aaron Rodgers Jets jersey.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. You know, I was looking at it because I do think we're going to get him for 2 years, which makes more sense that he'll make it to the Super Bowl the second year because that Super Bowl is going to be in London. So that would just make all the sense in the world is that the game is in freaking London and we're not going to be able to go. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, we'll play for a jersey.
I, I do like that, though, a Jet jersey. That seems very, very fair.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Ernie. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We've got a lot more opening day festivities as we march closer to the beginning of the season. Thank you for downloading and listening to Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.